Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Wake up call. A meditation for Tuesday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, increase my faith, hope, and love. May your kingdom come in my heart, family, nation, and the world. Encountering Christ. 1. One more reminder. In this last week of the liturgical year, we have revisited various passages used in the Church's liturgy on previous Sundays as we approach the solemnity of Christ the King. The Church is, in a certain sense, offering us a wake-up call. She is fostering a sense of realism and anticipation in our hearts. We are faced with the reality of the end times. The daily news can easily cause us anxiety about a possible and impending doomsday. But the good news offers a different reality. Jesus warns that despite wars and revolutions, we are not to be afraid. The disciples would understand more fully only after the resurrection, when Jesus proved that he is capable of triumphing over evil. 2. Nation against nation. World history has taught us that the human heart can be treacherous and divisive. Since the beginning of time, man has sought to dominate and rule, many times at the expense of a brother, sister, neighbor, friends, community, or nation. The dialectical tension points to a division in the heart of man that is not resolved merely by force or an overthrow of power. It requires a deep purification of memory, forgiveness of hurts, and a willingness to put aside greed, jealousy, and all the temptations that can entrap the ego. 3. Awaiting a sign. The longing for resolution points to a final battle still to come, the final consummation of Christ's reign over all injustice. Witnessing natural and human-made disasters reminds us that we are still in need of Christ's definitive kingdom, which we access through our faith, hope, and love. This is possible only through the power of the Holy Spirit that makes present the redemptive victory of Christ in the world. The destruction of the temple, brought about by a nation against another nation in the year 70 AD, reminds us that a new order has been established. It is an order that requires human cooperation, but ultimately comes to fulfillment through the power of the Holy Spirit. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, grant me true peace amidst the chaos that exists in the world. May your kingdom come and reign in my heart, in families, nations, and the world. Strengthen my hope in your triumph. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will reflect on the areas in my life in which I need to exercise greater hope.
Visit our website at regemchristi.com.